This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow applauds USDA for its continued commitment to combating the spread of PEDV, which has impacted pork producers across the country. USDA has moved forward with a new vaccine that is expected to combat PEDV and has issued a conditional license for the vaccine. Stabenow says the unmitigated spread of the virus not only threatens the agricultural economy, but also has serious implications for the national economy, as consumers and businesses will all feel the impact of diminishing swine herds. She says the pork industry supports nearly 550,000 jobs across the U.S. and contributes $34.5 billion to the U.S. economy. USDA's efforts to help control the spread of the virus will go a long way in stabilizing the potential fallout for consumers and businesses, according to Stabenow. Bovine respiratory disease, known as BRD, is the leading cause of death in beef calves 3 weeks of age or older. A recent multi-university survey of 61 veterinarians in 6 states provides insights into practitioners' experiences with BRD in nursing calves. Dr. Terry Engelken, an associate professor at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine, was involved with the survey and says a key risk factor identified was inadequate colostrum.
Anything that interferes with the calf standing up rapidly and nursing aggressively can have a negative impact on the amount of colostrum it receives and how well that colostrum is absorbed. We know from extensive research and practical experience as well that calves that don't receive enough colostrum run a higher risk of developing calf scours early in life, and then that can be followed by BRD while they're out on pasture.
More than 85% of the veterinarians who responded to the survey recommended vaccination of nursing calves to prevent BRD or to shorten the duration of outbreaks. Merck Animal Health Beef Cattle Technical Services Manager Brent Meyer says new technology is available to meet this need.
Merck Animal Health recently introduced OnceTMHIN. It is the only intranasal vaccine to deliver dual bacterial pneumonia protection in healthy beef and dairy cattle. Intranasal administration is easy to use and easy on calves. It can be given to calves as young as 1 week of age.
Engelken emphasizes that prevention is often much more cost-effective than treatment. He says the losses associated with BRD in nursing calves include both the obvious and those who are not so apparent.
Medical expenses, labor costs, and death loss are really pretty straightforward and easy to calculate. What's more difficult is to be able to track weaning weight losses in individual calves after they recover from a bout of BRD during the suckling phase. There is research that indicates that calves that get sick for any reason during the suckling period will weigh from 20 to 35 pounds less at weaning compared to their herd mates that didn't get sick.
Associate Professor at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine, Terry Engelken. Early this week, the hog futures market saw some significant drops. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, went over what we're seeing.
There was, and we're trying to pull a little bit of that money back in. Once the June went off the board, the lead June contract, and traders suddenly woke up and realized how big of a premium the July contract had in it relative to the cash index. The cash market continues to slowly grind higher, and it has the appearance that we've put in a seasonal low in the cash market, and that certainly does fit with the pattern that we tend to put a seasonal high in the futures market in early August, though it appears that we're on that path now. But the futures market got ahead of itself. Some contracts down to $3 daily limit on Monday, but then bouncing back on this Tuesday. On the live cattle side of the market, we are seeing strength come back. The feeder cattle index continues to push that market higher, with cheap corn adding support. The fat cattle market is chopping around a little bit more. Saw some weakness to start off the week, bouncing back with some strength on Tuesday. Overall, getting support from the cash market, but there are some rising concerns that some of the higher value cuts, like ribs and loins, are starting to peak out and turn seasonally lower, which may make it difficult for the product market to support further advances in the cash market as we get deeper into the summer.
And certainly, I'm sure many of those in the livestock industry are looking forward to a 4th of July weekend where hopefully people will be grilling out and doing such things.
You know, we had a very poor barbecue season through the spring because it was so cold. But as the summer has gotten started so far this year, we have had some heat come in, but overall it's been a relatively mild summer. And I think the meat industry would like to see a very mild 4th of July holiday weekend so that we see a lot of barbecue grills going to increase the demand for the product.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. The covered farm vehicle bill has been passed along. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, went over exactly what the rules are and when we can start seeing them implemented.
For those farm operators who have heard a lot about this in the last year or so, and of course the covered farm vehicle definition are those vehicles or combination of vehicles that are exempt from the federal regulations in regards to federal motor carrier safety regulation requirements. The big loophole that has been in here is especially the people who have like dually pickup trucks pulling trailers, gooseneck trailers, or what have you. Because of the weight rating on both of those vehicles, they were technically a commercial vehicle, and you needed a CDL, you needed a medical card, you needed drug and alcohol testing, all these other items that the federal government required. Legislation that passed in Illinois follows through with the federal law that defines what a covered farm vehicle is so that they're exempt from these regulations. And in Illinois, it's going to be quite simple that if you're going to claim a covered farm vehicle status, you'll pay a $10 fee, you'll get a sticker, you put it on the truck, and you'll be covered. You'll be able to take care of the exemptions that were granted under the federal highway bill.
Seems easy enough.
It'll be easy enough once the process gets through. The governor hasn't signed the bill yet, but then they'll have to set up the system. Secretary of State will have to set up a system whereby they'll be able to identify the vehicles and then issue the stickers and make it part of the registration process.
So when are you speculative that this is going to be really in place?
I would probably say not till after first of the year, because technically the effective date would be January 1. Of 2015, and then at that time they'll start, you know, issuing the stickers and basically grant the exemptions to those who qualify for it.
Again, that was president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. Flowing grain can kill a man in just a few seconds. University of Illinois agricultural engineer Bob Aaron, a safety specialist, says it is terribly dangerous to enter a grain bin when the augers are running and the grain is moving.
One of the things we need to really try to avoid is going into the bin when the grain is flowing out of the bin because of the significant risk that's involved. There's a tremendous amount of force in that center where the grain is moving through the bin to the bottom, to the unloading auger at the bottom of the bin. And it only takes about 2 to 4 seconds before the grain is above your knees. And at that point, you're trapped to the point you cannot get out yourself. And it only takes about 12 to 20 seconds, depending how fast the augers are moving, to completely engulf the person.
Aaron says those believing they can simply crawl or swim out of the tide are deadly wrong.
When you go under grain, there's a tremendous amount of pressure around the body. Most people, you know, scream or yelling, you get grain in your throat. And so it doesn't take long to suffocate. And a lot of people don't do this, but it's when you go in a grain bin, it's very important where there's more than 6 feet of grain to wear a harness and a safety rope so as to keep and be set up in such a way that it keeps you from falling more than a foot or two if you happen to fall through a cavity or start to get pulled under because somebody maybe inadvertently turns on the grain, augers the grain out of the bin. So as that lifeline and harness will protect you from going under the grain.
Aaron says he knows farmers and others will enter the grain bins to break up, quote, the bridges that have formed over the year. The augers should be off when that happens, and the bridge should be below head high. Meaning, if there's good grain to stand on and the bridge is above that, but still below head high, and the augers are off, then it is safe to enter and break it up. The 4th annual Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation's bowling tournament is planned for Saturday, August 23rd at Bolero Lanes in Carlinville. Teams are forming now. Teams of four can register prior to August 23rd at a cost of $90 per team. Registration the night of the event is $100 for a four-person team. Registration allows each team 3 games, shoes, and non-alcoholic drinks for the evening. Bowling starts at 6. There will be a silent auction and raffle tickets will also be on sale for a trip to Herman, Missouri. 4-H groups, FFA teams, and farm families are encouraged to participate in this fun-filled night. Registrations can be sent to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office, P.O. Box 77, Carlinville. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.